USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The United States now under a blanket of restrictions and cancellations as a result of coronavirus. March Madness has been canceled. The NCAA had initially said they would let the men's and women's basketball tournaments go on with no fans in the stands. Now they've canceled them altogether, along with other NCAA tournaments, including the College Baseball World Series. With more examples, here's correspondent Robin Walensky.
Many schools, colleges, universities across the country canceling classes and closing. Disney closing its California theme parks as a precaution. The National Rifle Association canceling its annual meeting.
Several networks are projecting Bernie Sanders as the winner of last week's primary in delegate-rich California. They say he beat Joe Biden by about 7 percentage points. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy points, and availability vary by state.
President Trump assuring the government's doing a good job when it comes to testing Americans for coronavirus. However, at a hearing yesterday, Democrats and Republicans were outraged over delays in coronavirus testing. Republican Senator Mitt Romney says testing is not up to snuff. And Republican Senator James Langford says there's a long way to go before citizens are going to get efficient testing.
People should not say, if you want a test, you go get a test right now. No one's satisfied with where we are right now. We've got a long way to be able to go to be able to get rapid, efficient testing.
The head of U.S. soccer is stepping down. Carlos Cudero handing in his resignation yesterday amid backlash over equal pay. Nearly 30 players on the women's national team filing a lawsuit. In it, they say the federation has said that women should be paid less than men because they're not as skilled. Cordero apologized, saying it's been a privilege to serve as president. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Iraqi military is saying it's gotten revenge for the killing of two U.S. soldiers and a British soldier in a rocket attack on Wednesday by an Iranian-backed militia. The Iraqi military is saying yesterday it struck 4 locations targeting 5 weapons storage facilities used by those militants. The Baltimore Orioles say outfielder and first baseman Trey Mancini had a malignant tumor removed from his colon yesterday, a colonoscopy finding it last week. The team says the timetable for his recovery won't be known for a few more days. The 27-year-old Mancini hit .291 with 35 home runs and 97 RBI last season for Baltimore. A new study reports the father's health might play a big role in the health of a newborn baby. Researchers at Stanford University in California studying nearly 800,000 births. They say they found that fathers who were not very healthy when their child was conceived were more likely to have preterm and low birth weight babies who spend time in the neonatal intensive care units. Fathers with high blood pressure, obesity, diabetes, cancer, and depression, 19 to 28% more likely to have infants who were preterm and had low birth weights. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.